From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. U.S. congressional Democrats announced new legislation today aimed at police reform in the country. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on the bill and the response in Utah.
For about the past 10 days, protesters across the U.S. and Utah have been speaking out against racial inequality and police brutality. The Justice in Policing Act of 2020 seeks to address some of those concerns. It would ban chokeholds, create a national police misconduct registry, and allow citizens to sue officers. It would also require all officers to wear body cameras and have them on the dashboards of police vehicles. Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams said in a statement, quote, "We need to put forward effective policing reforms that result in a more fair and just system for African Americans." Right now, Salt Lake City has a police civilian review board where members, selected by the mayor, oversee internal police investigations from a community standpoint. On Friday, the Salt Lake City Police Department released body cam footage of the fatal officer-involved shooting of Bernardo Palacios Carbajal on May 23rd. Mayor Erin Mendenhall said Friday she expected transparency and accountability from the police department during the investigation of the shooting. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation released a draft environmental impact statement for the Lake Powell pipeline today. The document considers the potential environmental effects of two routes for the pipeline, as well as if it weren't built. Public comments on the plan can be submitted online or via mail until September 6th. Project manager Rick Baxter encourages people who want to give their input to be specific.
We would prefer that you give us something that we could take a harder look at and make sure that we're meeting our obligations to give the folks a clear, unbiased look at what's happening as a result of the project on those different resources.
The preferred route would go around the Kaibab Indian Reservation, whereas the other option would follow the road that cuts through it. The family of Lauren McCluskey filed a second lawsuit today against the state and the University of Utah for violations of state law in her death. In October 2018, Lauren McCluskey was shot and killed on campus by her ex-boyfriend. She had previously reported her harassment and stalking to university police. The new complaint claims her death was caused by negligence and unequal treatment due to sex, which are violations of the Utah state constitution. Lawyers for the family say the state of Utah therefore cannot claim immunity in the case. Republican candidate for governor John Huntsman Jr. has tested negative for COVID-19. Huntsman had been quarantining after being exposed to a member of his campaign staff who had contracted the virus. But an additional two staffers did test positive for the disease. The campaign's headquarters were briefly shut down last week, but have now reopened. At a Colorado hearing yesterday, opponents of a bill aimed at boosting childhood vaccination rates used an infamous experiment to promote their cause. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The Tuskegee trial spanned 40 years and involved the government using black men with syphilis as guinea pigs by tracking their condition but not offering available treatment. Kevin Jenkins is with the Urban Global Health Alliance.
Black Americans have a history of being lied to in this country. We have a history of being used as guinea pigs.
Jenkins was among a number of black witnesses who testified they could not support the bill because they don't trust the health system. Dr. Reginald Washington is the chief medical officer for the Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. He said he's disturbed by the mention of Tuskegee.
Yes, there is a distrust. However, African Americans are just as vulnerable to all these diseases as anybody else, and they deserve equal access to vaccinations.
The proposed legislation would require parents who want an exemption for personal or religious reasons to either get a certificate signed by a health professional or do an online education module about vaccines. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The Forest Fenn treasure has been found. The art collector confirmed over the weekend that the treasure, estimated to be worth around $2 million, was found a couple of days ago by a man from the East Coast. Fenn wrote a memoir in 2010 that had clues to the treasure's location. Dale Neitzel has searched for the treasure over 80 times in the last 10 years. He says Fenn should disclose what the solution to his clues was.
All we want to know right now is, were we ever close? That's the important thing right now, is that's what's going to satisfy the searchers. Oh, geez, I was never even in the right state.
People have flocked to Yellowstone National Park and surrounding areas and put themselves at high risk trying to find the treasure. Five people have died while searching. Some say it's possible the treasure never existed in the first place. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.